Listen to this. Hey, John, my son was a varsity track cross-country athlete at the University of Illinois and was well compensated. He received a computer science degree, full ride on tuition fees and books, $1,400 a month for room and board, and free meals at the athlete's dining hall. He had nothing to complain about, says 708. I suppose the upshot there is we don't need to be paying these kids $25,000, but at one school, that's what all of the football players are going to be getting. They had the media day for the Big Ten this week, and the coaches and athletic directors there uniformly said that the big challenge for them, just to get their heads around right now, is name, image, likeness. That is the ability for college athletes now to trade on their popularity and actually get money for it. They can be in commercials and whatnot. And the portal, which makes it easier for athletes to jump from one school to the next. So let's talk a little bit about the first part of that. Cameron Cox is here, the director of the Influence Program at the University of Illinois. Cam, you're on WGN. Thanks for saying hi. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it and glad to be here.
What's your job?
So my role is to oversee name, image, and likeness at the University of Illinois. It's funny because what that means has changed several times over the course of this first new this first year of this new era. I think we look at it in a few different ways. The first of it all has to do with student athlete education. We see ourselves as obviously a part of an educational institution, and so everything we do is designed to prepare young women and young men for really life after college. And name, image, and likeness gives me an excuse to kind of teach about building brands and financial literacy and contracts and things that I probably would have been trying to teach young people anyway, but now they get a little bit of money, and so there's a little bit more attention than there would otherwise be. I think we also look at our role as being really important with respect to community outreach. Our name, image, and likeness gives us an opportunity to place our student athletes kind of within the larger Illinois network and allows them to tap into the value of that a little bit earlier, both kind of in the immediate sense of, hey, why don't you go out and actually meet some of the people who run these businesses, and also in the broader sense of connecting them with our alumni network. And then the last bit has to do with establishing a competitive advantage, because like you said, there's no question that this is something that's on the radars of all of the most prominent people in college athletics right now, and everybody's looking at it as a new frontier for competition for talent. So it's a big deal.
Name, image, and likeness is the athlete's ability. That's interesting the way you put all of that. Their ability to trade on their popularity. A car dealer could use a kid, or the kid could tweet in the name of a car dealer and say, I got my Chevy at this place. Previously, they couldn't do that. But this Texas football program sounds different than that. The kids are supposed to do some community service, quote unquote, but they're just going to give every kid $25,000. It sounds like a recruiting tool. Does the University of Illinois have or do anything like that?
Well, we do not. I'll say that right now we do not have $2.5 million that are going around to our football players in the same way. I mean, I wouldn't be, from my perspective, I'm not critical so much as I'm congratulatory of what the Matador Club was able to do for Texas Tech. I know that our group is Illini Guardians. It's kind of the third-party collective that supports our student-athletes through name, image, and likeness. And that, you know, I encourage people who want to see something like that at the University of Illinois to support Illini Guardians. I'll say that, you know, it's not so much about recruiting in the sense of, okay, all right, we have a pot of money that we're going to offer a recruit, but it is about recruiting in the sense of, hey, we want people to see how well we treat our current guys. If we treat our current guys really well, we know that that's going to draw eyes from the next talented crop, and that's going to lead to wins on the field. And so,
what do you mean? How do we treat our guys? But what does that mean? How do we treat our guys? So,
how do we treat our current guys with respect to really a lot of different things, but name, image, and likeness? So, if they say, "All right, we know that the University of Illinois has one of the best football facilities in the country in the Smith Center. It's beautiful. We know that the University of Illinois has a coach who's created multiple NFL Pro Bowlers and has won Big Ten championships in football. We also know that the University of Illinois plays in one of the most prominent conferences of all college football. They're also going to look at name, image, and likeness. It's a new frontier of kind of the war for talent.
But I sort of had the feeling, if I may, though, Cameron, what's happening with the Texas football players is, here's a check. It doesn't sound like the kid has to go out and hustle to get some attention or trade on his popularity. So which is it at the University of Illinois? Do you have a pool of money that you make available to the kids, or do they have to just go out and earn it on their own?
Well, so I think there's two parts of that. So what they're doing at Texas Tech is the kids are going out and they're making community service appearances in exchange for $25,000 a year for their football team. That's what they're doing.
That's the job, yeah.
I think they do have something similar at the University of Texas, but it's not the same. So I, for sake of clarifying for our listeners and for Texas Tech, it's a little bit different. We do not have something like that at the University of Illinois because, again, their resources aren't there just yet behind the name, image, and likeness space. Ideally, I think you're going to see a world where a lot of different institutions are able to get to something like that. I think the purpose is to allow student athletes to leverage their celebrity, but that happens in various contexts. So, yeah, there's endorsements, but there are appearances, and there are autograph sessions, and there are service work, and there's also jerseys and other stuff. I don't think that you can limit it to just like kind of the marketing piece because there's so much that they can exist in the name of July.
Well, let me ask you this. It's 11:17 on WGN. We are talking about, Cameron Cox is the director of the Influence Program at the University of Illinois. Let me put you on hold for a second. Let's come back and finish this conversation and talk about, do we like this idea? And if the University of Illinois doesn't have a pool of 25 grand for each player, then maybe we're going to lose players. So should the school get a program like that? And does it become a bidding war with Iowa and Texas Tech and everybody else? The director of the Influence Program at the University of Illinois, a means by which college athletes can be compensated now, is Cameron Cox. Cameron, I got lots of texts. Can I just read a couple of these and maybe you can help us understand some of this? John, college athletes are not professionals. They should not be paid. I know some people feel that way. 312, they get a free education already. Another texter says, doesn't getting free tuition and free room and board count as being paid? And 217, just a question regarding paying the athletes. If the athletes receive $25,000 a year, do they still get room and board as well as free tuition? Again, the University of Illinois isn't doing that, but at Texas Tech, I presume, Cameron, the $25,000 is on top of what they're already getting, right?
So the $25,000 is from a third party and is on top of their athletic scholarship. That is correct.
Okay.
So let me work through a couple of those. Oh, go ahead.
No, you've got something to say. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so I'll work through a couple of those. So the first thing is that the first text message is absolutely right. Student athletes are not professional athletes, and student athletes do not earn a wage compensation from the institution. Name, image, and likeness is really the access to the right of publicity that exists for everybody else that's not a student athlete and now also exists for student athletes. So students at, I don't know, University of Illinois who build up a influencer platform, have a whole lot of followers on Instagram, they can go out and earn an endorsement deal from Jarling's Custard Cup, which is my favorite ice cream shop here in town.
Athletes
were not able to do that until very recently. And so that's kind of the foundation of this thing, is that restriction that existed by the NCAA for a long time was removed. So that's absolutely true. But it's distinct from the pros because we do not pay the players. Like the idea that it's a wage compensation is not exactly accurate. I can see why, there's new money in the system, but the money doesn't flow in the same way that it does, from the Cubs to the players.
Sure, I understand that. But I wonder if those, if that counts as income. I wonder if they have to pay taxes on the 25 grand.
They do. They absolutely do. And so that's part of what I do in terms of educating and say, okay, well, now you've got, $25,000. Let's think about what that means from a tax perspective. And so we provide resources on that. We have presentations. I had to put one on the other day. And the gist of that was, hey, you're going to have to pay taxes, right? So that's step one. Is I told them, look, our government is good at some things and not as good at other things, but a couple things they're really good at, and one of them is paying taxes or getting people to pay their taxes,
Yeah,
like, you're not going to be able to get away from this.
Yeah.
And that's a new thought for an 18 or 19-year-old, right? Like something that exists for adults really does exist for you. But that's also something that you learn when you're 23 or 24.
But I could see a kid. I could see a kid blowing through $25,000. I could see him. You give him 20. Do you think they get that as a lump sum payment?
So I think everybody everybody's collective might do it a little differently. My understanding is that the Matador Club does not do that as a lump sum payment.
I could just see a kid blowing through the cash. What about this one? It says, I was always under the impression that once somebody got paid, they were no longer amateur. And if you're no longer an amateur, then you're pro. And that means you can't be on a high school or college team. What's the response to that, Cameron?
Yeah, so this is that's the distinction. So I'll add a little bit of color. What normally happens is that once someone is paid by their employer or for their play, then yes, they are no longer an amateur. This is not pay for play. This is a separate activity. So the players are not being paid in accordance with their performance on the field or anything like that, and they're not being paid by Texas Tech in the case of the Matador Club. This is a separate activity. We seem to be very focused on specifically Texas Tech and what's happening all the way over there as opposed to kind of what's happening more broadly. And what is happening more broadly, you mentioned before that it was a bidding war, and I'd probably say it's more of an arms race. But this is, again, another area where institutions are going to be competing for talent based on what they can display as the opportunities for the current people who are at the institution. And, I mean, that's how it worked. You know, I was never an athlete, but that's how it worked on the academic side. It was
you call it an arms race rather than a bidding war, meaning that if we can't match the other school's offer dollar for dollar, we're going to give you a University of Illinois degree. You're going to be at this beautiful campus, so we have other things to offer. Is that what you're saying?
That is a part of the package. Yeah, like we have top of the world professors, we have top of the world degrees, we have access to some of the best professional networks in the world. But there are other things that people consider. Those were things that I considered. Those are things that our student athletes consider. But now there's a new thing, and one of them is name, image, and likeness.
Well, do you think, Cameron, that at some point that Ohio State's a good school too, and Iowa's got a real swell campus. So suppose what you offer is on par with some of those other schools, but the kid gets $50,000 or $5,000 to go to a different Big Ten university. Isn't the University of Illinois going to have to come up with a similar cash program for its athletes to get the best football and basketball players?
It's a part of the arms race. And so, I mean, I'll say right now, with it being the new story, it's probably the thing that moves the needle the most in terms of what a recruit might be looking at. So the short answer is, yeah, I mean, there does have to be a sense of, hey, name, image, and likeness is something you don't have to worry about here, because if someone's looking around and they say, well, it's something I know I don't have to worry about there, then there has an advantage. And I mean, that is just a new part of the same reality that we're always competing for talent, both on the academic and athletic side.
So I don't want to talk about Texas Tech anymore, but just humor me for one more question about that, because I'm at least familiar with the $25,000 they're giving to every football player. That's considered name, image, and likeness money. That is, the kids go do community work or whatever, and they're compensated as an endorsement, if you will, for that work they do. But that's NIL money.
The Matador Club.
They are
being compensated for essentially promotional community work of the Matador Club.
Yeah, yeah.
Because to be fair, I would never ever heard of the Matador Club ever in life if it weren't for this program. So there is a promotional value to it for the Matador Club.
For them, for sure. But, you know, and $2.5 million isn't the end of the earth. I mean, that's a lot of money, but University of Illinois, I'm sure, could there's plenty of big donors to the school, I think, that could scratch that kind of coin together and match somebody else's offer. And it seems to me like that's inevitable. If that's not in the works now, it must be.
Well, I think there's a few different parts to it. So one of the things is that support through name, image, and likeness looks different than traditional donor support. So traditional donor support has kind of two main distinctions. One is that it works generally in the form of a pledge system. So you may say, hey, I want to give you $1 million, and I don't expect that a check will show up tomorrow. What I expect is that we kind of figure out, you know, over time what makes sense for you and your family. But the other thing is that you generally get a large tax write-off for doing so. And name, image, and likeness, because remember, it's separate from the university.
That's right.
That's not the case. It's just like a contract.
Right.
And so if you said, hey, I'm going to do $1 million, well, you kind of have to have it like now, right?
Yeah.
Like signing someone to a $1 million promotional agreement.
Yeah.
And so that changes things for a whole lot of people. And so
from the donor standpoint.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct. And it's just a different experience, right? And so a lot of our donors and supporters are looking at it and considering, okay, hey, this is another menu option and something that we might do, but it's different because they go directly to the student athlete and it's for a different thing. And so all of that is what we and other institutions across the country are working through in this new space.
Really interesting talking to you. You and I spoke off the air, and you've been really helpful to us on the air, Cameron. I hope we can have another conversation like this. I'm sure more questions will come up down the road. I hear that you guys are going to have a fantastic basketball team this year, and we wish the football team well, too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm happy to take questions from anybody who would like to reach out to me. Cameron Cox, University of Illinois.